We are all broken people. The church exists because we are a broken people. And the moment that we decide to hide our brokenness from one another, we are claiming that we're not broken. We lose the reality of who we really are, people saved only by grace, still broken, being sanctified by the Lord and learning how to live life in the Spirit so that we might learn how to live and not hurt one another so much in our brokenness, so that we can minister to the world in our brokenness. We have a powerful ministry here, but we have to be real with who we really are. We have to be real with the things that we have hidden in our hearts. We have to be real in our marriages. We have to be real in our relationships with our families. We have to be real in our relationships with our siblings. This church has to be real with its past. You have to be real with your pastors that you have had here. You have to be real with the sexual immorality, with the misleadings, with the emotional abuse, with those who have come and who have split you. Satan does not care how he splits the church. He just cares he gets it done, and he will use the truth to split the truth, to split any Christian organization, and that's what Patrick Nugent said at yearly meeting. Banger Liberty's got to get real with ourselves and realize that we are not the past Banger Friends church that we used to be. We have gone through intense emotional hurting. People going on campaigns. This is a family church. People related to one another. Do you understand how hard that is? Families not willing to look at issues in the church because it's an issue that they're trying to forget in their private lives and in their family lives. And realizing the reasons why some of your pastors have left you, why some of your pastors have been made to leave by you. We have to get real and understand that who we represent, who we tell other churches we are, we're really not. The church does not exist for itself. The church exists for God's ministry. Do we understand that? The church is a recruiting outpost where we come back every week to get recharged so that we can bring our burdens from the week to one another and lift them up and spur each other on and sharpen each other as iron sharpens iron, not come together and just function within ourselves. We need to be in the community. And you can't do that until you become healthy. And you can't become healthy until you feel the hurts inside of you. You can't become healthy until you actually go through the processes that God lays out in the Bible for healing. When you do that, you can be honest. And when you do that, you can forgive. And when you do that, you can move on. And we can grow. We can break the walls of this church because we've just got so many people coming to worship here. This church has been steadily declining for the past 30 years, and there is nothing else you can say about it to deny the truth of the fruits that this church has not been producing for 30 years. Are we real with that? I don't think so. My wife and I want nothing more than this church to grow, but we've got to stop hiding who we really are as a church in our brokenness. Stop hiding our disappointments in one another and get them back out so that we can actually heal them in a healthy way. Charlene's right. We're not supposed to go around being upset at one another and angry and just being disappointed and not forgiving. No, but you do have to get those out and actually feel the disappointment so that you can bring it out of your heart. We all have pains in our hearts from our past. We all have disappointments with God. We all have disappointments with the church. We all have disappointments with one another because we are a broken people. And God wants to teach us how to function as a broken people in His Spirit, so that we can go out and do His ministry. And I challenge you to be real. Because this church is filled with broken people trying to act like they're not broken anymore. And someone comes in and acts broken, and it makes you feel your brokenness. And our first response is to try to make that person better so that we don't have to go there and feel our brokenness, but we are broken. And you have to find your freedom in Christ. Not in becoming indifferent or hard-hearted or weatherproofed. You have to find your freedom in Christ. But when we do that, this church will explode its ministry. The community will be changed forever when we do that. There's a verse in the Bible that God has been teaching me, and it's in John chapter 3. And it's John the Baptist. And his disciples come to him and say, John, this guy Jesus, he's baptizing people. All of our customers are going to him. We're losing our jobs here. And Jesus was baptizing, and John, understanding that Jesus is the bride, Jesus is the bridegroom, and he's come for his bride, which is us, the church. And John says, the time has come for me to become less so that Christ can become more. We have got to become less so that Christ can become more. And to do that, we have to give ourselves to Christ so that he can help us become less and let go of those pains that we're holding on to because they're not healthy. We're not healthy. Who wants to be healthy? If you pray the prayer that you want God to make you healthy, be warned, he will take you to the middle of nowhere and drop you off. He will put you in a situation where he will make you healthy and keep you safe. And all the while you're feeling the refiner's fire, you're wondering, what in the world are you doing out here, God? Why did you bring us here? I thought we were coming here to minister to these people, and here you brought us here to transform our lives and our marriage and our parenting and our relationships with our families and the emotional abuse in our marriage and in our past. But God brought us to a place that was safe, and he brought us to a place that we had nowhere else to turn. And we can move to a place that we could never have moved before if we had not prayed that God heal us. Take us by any means necessary. It's just, we're ready to live by the Spirit, not by the world and its burdens anymore. You all pray that prayer, you understand we get to all go through that together. The church is where we are supposed to go to bring our burdens. If you have burdens, you can bring them to my wife. You can bring them to me. We will be real with you. Please be real with us. And seek out who you truly are. When we realize who this church really is right now, we can see where we want to go. Let's pray. Father God, you are an awesome God who has an awesome plan, and we are a hurting church, and you are trying to work through us, and we struggle listening to the Holy Spirit. We struggle carrying out your promptings. Every Sunday, you lead on somebody's heart, and we don't follow through. We are a church that is not bringing in new members. We are a church that is steadily losing its membership and using excuses like demographics and times are changing. And instead of looking at the truth of our hearts and the fruits that we are trying to say are fruits of the Spirit. I know that there are hearts convicted this morning, Father God. And I know that there are hearts that are still going to deny truth in their lives and in the church. I pray for those who are convicted this morning to become real with who they really are in their brokenness and in this church. That you would raise them up as leadership in this church, Father God, and cycle out those who should not be leaders here. bring in those whom you want to be leaders and whom you are raising up to be leaders. We know that there is healing. We know that there is forgiveness from you if we take it. Give us the strength to ask for it and to take the healing that you give us, knowing that when you become a new life, there are labor pains when you're born again. Give us the strength to overcome the world through you, to function as a church the way you have designed us to function, to love, and to go out and bring in others. Work in our hearts. Guide us and lead us and bless us. In your name we ask these things, amen.